There's a difference, of course, between blogs laced with opinion and stories written by the so-called citizen journalists who have no training in fact-finding or attribution. There's a difference between that and you know, objective reporting of folks that are trained in journalism. Does the public understand the difference, and do you think, are they able to discern and make the distinction?
I think that people understand, as somebody who cares deeply about professional journalism, you know, we're charging students to come here, get a master's degree in journalism, that there is an immense value in professional journalists, in people who know the topic well, are able to interpret, analyze, explain, etc. But at the same time, I learn an incredible amount of information from amateurs who care deeply about a certain topic. Traditionally, in journalism, experts have been professors with, you know, diplomas on their wall and tweed jackets and patches on their elbows and things like that. And that is one way to provide expertise, is going to people like that. But expertise also comes from just passion and knowledge and working in a certain field. And those people have a lot to contribute in discussions on that particular field. There are so many blogs that I read on a regular basis. I believe, by the way, and this is controversial for a boring professor like me to say, that in every area of the human interest, there is a blog and a Twitter feed that journalists and others need to read, because the blog and or the Twitter feed are approaching in importance the traditional mainstream media outlet that dealt with that topic. And that doesn't mean it's supplanting, it's the only source, but it needs to be, we need to change our media diet to be open to these other tools. These other, not just tools, but also these other sources of information.